This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The county commissioners of eight Montana counties are asking the Montana state government to identify those responsible for approving property tax increases beyond legal limits. Commissioners in Lincoln, Beaverhead, Carbon, Carter, Custer, Missoula, Park, and Ravalli counties have asked that the State Department of Revenue identify who's responsible for authorizing property tax increases beyond the statutory limitations and provide the calculation limiting the state's 95 statewide mills. Statewide mills, along with local government, school district, and other mills, make up everyone's property taxes. The state of Montana has consistently levied 95 mills annually, despite a Montana law that requires a reduction in levying authority when taxable values increase, like they did this year. The levy authority in Montana law limits the amount of property taxes actually assessed in the prior year, plus one half of the average rate of inflation for the prior 3 years. That's state law. But the Republican supermajority legislature and the Republican-led state government are telling counties that they can levy mills in excess of that calculation. To help show that counties are holding property taxes in line while the state increases them, the Montana Association of Counties, or MACO, calculated property tax changes for Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte's private mansion in Helena. Mineral County Commissioner Roman Zalawi said, "Surprisingly, Gianforte's taxes will decrease year over year because his appraised value only increased 7.5%. The limitations on local government result in a decreased tax burden for his home. According to MACO's calculations, the property taxes for the governor's Helena home will drop $430 this year." Beaverhead County Commissioner Mike McGinley said, "At the end of the day, we as counties are committed to following the law. We are simply asking the state and the governor's office to do the same and to do what is right for the people of Montana." Can't hear the dialogue in your streaming show? You're not alone. Many people now stream shows and movies with the subtitles on all the time. In the streaming era, as video consumption shifts from movie theaters toward content shrunk down for televisions, tablets, and smartphones, making dialogue crisp and clear has become the entertainment world's toughest technology challenge. About 50% of Americans and the majority of young people watch videos with subtitles on most of the time, in large part because they are struggling to decipher what actors are saying. The garbled prattle in TV shows and movies is now a widely discussed problem that tech and media companies are just beginning to unravel, with solutions like speech-boosting software algorithms or separate speaker setups. A big problem is that there's no audio standard between network, satellite, or streaming services. Each sets its own audio levels. In big movie productions, professional sound mixers calibrate audio levels for traditional theaters with robust speaker systems capable of delivering a wide range of sound, from spoken words to loud gunshots. But when content is streamed through an app on a TV, smartphone, or tablet, the audio has been downmixed or compressed to carry the sounds through tiny, relatively weak speakers. It doesn't help that TVs keep getting thinner and more minimal in design. To emphasize the picture, many modern flat-screen TVs hide their speakers, blasting sound away from the viewer's ears. Some streaming services are introducing dialogue-boosting features, but more and more, viewers are using subtitles to read what they're also hearing. The Belgrade Public Library is hosting a houseplant swap on Friday, September 22nd from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Anyone with a houseplant to share or swap, or anyone who wants a houseplant, is invited to come to the library for the plant swap. The Belgrade Public Library will have tea, cider, cookies, and snacks at the event, and all are welcome. That's the plant swap at the Belgrade Public Library Friday, September 22nd from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.